From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall.
Thank you. My name is Catherine Brennan, commonly referred to as Katie.
Katie Brennan says she was raped in April of 2017 by a member of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's campaign team. She told police, members of the campaign, transition team, and eventually the governor's staff. Her story went unheard, so she went to the press. When the Wall Street Journal published her account, the effect was immediate.
Governor Murphy reacted earnestly to staffer Katie Brennan's point-blank accusation. On April 8, 2017, Al Alvarez raped me, Brennan said in a statement. Details from an explosive Wall Street Journal article note that after a Murphy campaign...
Earlier this month, Katie Brennan told her story, a story of a brutal crime followed by repeated inaction by those in power, to a special legislative committee looking into how the Murphy administration handled her claim. Members of the Murphy administration have also testified to their involvement, and you'll hear them a little later on.
So why was Katie Brennan's alleged attacker allowed to remain in his job for months after multiple officials knew about the incident? And why haven't charges been filed against him?
Today's show, Forced to Go Public.
WHYY's New Jersey reporter, Joe Hernandez, has been covering the hearings.
Joe, the story starts in April of 2017. What was Katie Brennan doing then?
She was a supporter of the Murphy campaign for governor. He was still running at that point.
And so she was at one event in April of 2017. And what happened?
So she was at a campaign event in North Jersey, and she got a ride home from a guy named Al Alvarez. He was working on the campaign at that point as the director for community outreach for Murphy. And he drove her home, and he asked to come upstairs to use her bathroom and for a glass of water. And that's when she says he pushed her onto her couch, and he forcefully took off her clothes and then raped her. And she was able to kick him off and go hide in the bathroom, and he left. The day after, she went to the Jersey City Police Department and reported it to them. The day after that, she went to the local hospital and had a rape kit done. The Hudson County Prosecutor's Office got it, and they did an investigation.
That summer, Katie Brennan went to volunteer for the campaign, which some people might find confusing given that her alleged attacker was still working there. But she explained that to the committee.
As a victim of sexual assault, I should not be the one to give up my career goals in favor of the career goals of my rapist.
So we get to the November election. Phil Murphy wins the election. Did anyone on the transition team know about these charges?
Yes. So Brennan was friends with a guy named Justin Braz, and he was working on the transition team.
On Sunday evening, April 9th, I met Katie and one of her friends at her apartment. Katie then told me that Al Alvarez sexually assaulted her the day before. Katie did not ask me to relay her accusations to anyone. Said she wanted to handle it in her own way. I respected her decision and her privacy. I told her, I am here for you. Just reach out to tell me how I can help, and I will.
Then she hears from the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office that a decision on Alvarez is incoming, and she's thinking, they're going to arrest this guy. So she goes to Braz and says, listen, I heard from the prosecutor's office. I think Alvarez is going to be arrested.
Mr. Alvarez was working on Governor Murphy's transition team, as was I.
Maybe you should give some people on the transition a heads up.
So, with Katie's authorization, I reached out and spoke to the transition's counsel, Raj Parikh, and then to Pete Camerano, the incoming chief of staff. I told them that Mr. Alvarez was accused of sexual assault by someone involved in a transition committee, and that he might be arrested in the near future. When they asked me the name of the accuser, I said I was not authorized to give that information.
So what did Pete Camerano and Raj Parikh do with that information?
So Camerano testified that
after Justin left the office, transition counsel said he would need to consider how to handle the situation.
Parikh advised him, first of all, there are confidentiality rules around something like this. Don't tell anyone. So Camerano says at that time he didn't tell the governor. And
counsel told us that we should take action to assure that Mr. Alvarez was not in a position to retaliate against the victim, whomever she might be, by limiting his hiring responsibilities and his ability to reject any resume submitted to the transition by anyone who could be the alleged victim.
Alvarez is the deputy director of personnel, so you know, that's a
You'd
pretty
think
big
they
thing.
Would have hiring, he'd have hiring decision ability.
Of course. So that is apparently what they do with it, and that's, it seems like, from the testimony we've heard so far, that's as far as it went in the transition.
And because she has done everything that she's supposed to do up until this point, she believes that Alvarez's arrest is forthcoming.
So in the winter, in November, the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, someone from there reaches out to her and says, our decision on this case is coming soon.
Later that very same day, December 1st, 2017, I was advised that the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office had declined to take my case. There are no words to describe the hollowness and the disappointment I felt. The trauma, the invasive tests, the questioning, the waiting were all for nothing.
They decided not to press charges against Alvarez.
Why?
We don't know. The Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, obviously, from Brennan and other critics at this point, is getting a lot of flack for not pressing charges in this case.
In January of this year, Phil Murphy took office.
I, Philip Dunton Murphy,
elected governor of the state of New Jersey,
elected governor of the state of New Jersey,
do solemnly.
And not only was Al Alvarez not charged, he got a job in the Murphy administration as chief of staff of the school's development authority.
She has gone to the police. She's gone to the prosecutor's office. They don't press charges. She's devastated. She's now told someone to go to the transition and tell them about it.
I hoped for action. It never came.
Alvarez keeps his job on the transition. Now we're into the Murphy administration. She learns that not only did Alvarez keep his job on the transition, but he got a job in the administration.
And though I was nervous to tell my employer, in order to prevent any future issues, I determined that I must directly alert the administration.
So March of 2018 rolls around. She goes to Murphy's chief counsel, Matt Platkin.
I told Mr. Platkin that Mr. Alvarez had raped me. Mr. Platkin was horrified and told me that he would contact the attorney general's office to see if anything could be done.
Platkin tells Camerano about this claim, which Camerano already knows.
This was the first time that I had heard that Katie Brennan was the person assaulted by Mr. Alvarez.
And Platkin says, you should tell Alvarez to leave state government.
And when you say tell him to leave, like what does that mean?
I mean, most people would say when you tell someone to leave a job, you're firing them.
That's what I would think.
Alvarez was not fired. Alvarez is told to leave a job, and he doesn't.
I sit here all the time and say, you know, if there's something I would have done different, it would have been to make sure he was gone.
Months go by, and on June 1st,
I emailed the governor and First Lady Tammy Murphy. I asked to have a meeting with one or both of them about a sensitive matter that occurred during the campaign.
She didn't say explicitly that she wanted to talk about a rape or a sexual assault. And Murphy replies, we're on it. He CCs some of his scheduling people, and no meeting is ever scheduled.
So did Phil Murphy ever find out about Katie Brennan's alleged assault?
He says he found out on October 2nd when he was told about everything after the Wall Street Journal began asking people in his administration for a comment.
Which obviously made me sick and continues to this day.
October 2nd was also the day that the Wall Street Journal asked Alvarez for a comment. Alvarez, who now had been told 6 months ago to leave the job, was still in it. He resigned from the job the day the Wall Street Journal reached out.
So this Wall Street Journal story comes out, and it's so explosive. Why do you think Katie Brennan decides to go to the press?
It was her last resort.
I should not have to be here today.
I mean, she felt like at every step along the way, she did the right thing.
I reported my attack to the police and the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, and my report went unheard.
She alerted transition officials, she alerted administration officials, and along every step, nothing happened for her.
I asked to report my attack to the governor and first lady, and my request went unheard.
And she testified, the only thing I had left was my voice.
I and no survivor should have to tell their story to the newspaper to be heard.
And when this Wall Street Journal story came out, like you said, it was like a bomb dropping, and everyone saw it, and that's when things started to happen.
This isn't about one incident. It isn't about one hiring. This is about a pervasive culture of assault and violence.
It's astounding to me, Joe, that Kati Brennan tells people about these allegations right when the Me Too era has exploded onto the scene. You would think that in an environment like that, her story would be heard.
Right. There are two kind of, in my mind, separate things to deal with. One is the criminal side, where, you know, in this case, it's still unclear why, but the prosecutor's office declined to press charges. And the other is kind of the workplace side, and what are the policies and procedures in New Jersey state government for dealing with something like this? And nobody really seems clear on that yet. And so, yeah, I mean, this is the question that legislators are asking now, is how can we fix this for the next person who has to deal with it?
And we should point out that at this point, Kati Brennan works for the Murphy administration.
Yes, she is chief of staff in the Housing and Mortgage Finance Agency. So she is working in the administration and for months worked in the same administration as Al Alvarez.
And although we did not see each other every day, I lived with the constant threat of seeing Mr. Alvarez at joint meetings of the administration's chiefs of staff or around Trenton.
And Brennan also testified, this is important, I think, that once she came forward, she not only was ignored, but paid a price for it in the workplace because people would not talk to her, not respond to emails or things like that. So not only has her job gotten harder, but she feels like she hasn't gotten justice for this horrible thing that happened to her.
So what concrete steps, Joe, has the Murphy administration taken to better handle these cases in the future?
Well, one thing is that his attorney general, Grabeer Graywall, issues a directive telling police basically how to deal with sexual assault cases in the future. And one point of that directive is that county prosecutors have to have a meeting with the victim before they make a decision on whether to file charges or not. Brennan says her interactions with the police and with the prosecutor's office were not great. Murphy has also taken up a couple internal investigations, including one led by a former state Supreme Court Justice Peter Venero. And so they're looking inward at their own administration and what they could have done differently as well. But Murphy also is looking at the testimony and says he stands by his people.
I have no reason to believe, based on my standing here today, that folks didn't do anything other than to adhere to their legal, ethical obligations.
And maybe that's what comes out of this at the end, is that there is no good process or procedure for dealing with something like this. And while everyone might have had good intentions, although Brennan might disagree with that, people didn't have a roadmap to follow, and that's why nothing was done.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You got it, guys.
The legislative hearings continue next month. The investigation into Al Alvarez has been reopened and is being handled by the Middlesex County prosecutor. Also, Phil Murphy's chief of staff, Pete Camerano, has announced he's leaving the administration next month. And that's it for the show. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, Kelsey Hansen, and Jen Kinney. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and if you do, please leave us a review. Also, let us know what you thought of the show on Twitter, at Shai Ben Yaakov and at AnnetteJH. I'm Shai Ben Yaakov. We'll be back tomorrow.